You are Locked On Broncos, your daily podcast on the Denver Broncos, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
This one's for Pat! The ball is free! Denver's got it! Touchdown, Denver!
Here's your host of Locked On Broncos, NFL analyst Cody Rourke.
Happy Thursday, Broncos country, from Locked On Broncos. We're bringing you another fun-filled edition of Locked On Broncos. I'm your host, Cody Rourke, columnist over at PredominantlyOrange.com, covering all things orange and blue, and NFL analyst covering the National Football League and the Denver Broncos. You can follow me on Twitter, at Cody Rourke NFL, and also head over to PredominantlyOrange.com right now to check out the latest news and analysis regarding the Denver Broncos as training camp approaches. We are breaking down positions across the AFC West and on the team in general over there. Some great content, which also sets us up for what we're going to be talking about here on Locked On Broncos. Here today, we're going to analyze the top running backs in the AFC West and what that means going forward heading into 2018. Obviously, this is all based off of last year heading into this year. What are the rankings of the tailbacks in the AFC West? Which guys are some wild card players? We're going to talk about that here on today's edition of Locked On Broncos. And I hope you all had an amazing 4th of July holiday. I had a lot of burgers, a lot of brats, a lot of ribs, and a lot of beverages, a lot of water in this hot, hot weather. And more importantly, just getting together with people, talking football. That's all I talk about 24/7. My girlfriend tells me I talk about football too much. And if you follow me on Twitter, you'll see that last week she was watching The Bachelorette, and I absolutely can't stand any of those types of shows. So I had NFL Game Pass blaring, and I was watching the Raiders and the Broncos game from week 4, and she was yelling the whole time to get somebody off the show, and I was yelling, "Thank you, Tony Romo." You know, because Tony Romo provides some great commentary and analysis. And, you know, to be honest with you, I kept yelling that Von Miller is better than Khalil Mack, period. Plain and simple. That's my stance. I'll live by it till the day I die. I'll even have that on my gravestone. Von Miller is greater than Khalil Mack. Putting that on my gravestone, absolutely. Break it down. You heard it here first here on Locked On Broncos. But, yeah, it was a great 4th of July holiday. You know, getting together with a lot of family, brewing it up, obviously, you know, grilling and barbecuing. All that stuff is fun. And more importantly, you want to thank the men and women who serve overseas and who are veterans for serving our country, for the sacrifices that they have made to ensure that I can sit here and do a podcast and talk about sports and that we have the freedoms that we do. Our Independence Day, I want to thank all men and women who are serving or who have served over here from Locked On Broncos. We love you. We appreciate you. We thank you for everything that you have done. In Broncos-related news today, the Denver Broncos and rookie running back Royce Freeman have finally come to an agreement on a contract deal. Now, he was the last remaining rookie to not have signed a deal for the Denver Broncos. They got that taken care of today. He was drafted number 71 overall in the 2018 NFL Draft, and he's on signing a 4-year deal that's going to be worth about $4 million, and he's going to receive a signing bonus of $997,000. Now, I'm very excited about Royce Freeman, and I'm not going to spoil what I talked about in my AFC West running back position breakdown. We're going to get to that here in just a few moments. But I must talk about the fact that I love Royce Freeman. I've been very high on Royce Freeman from the very beginning. And if you followed me on draft day on Twitter, I actually tweeted at John Elway to sign Royce Freeman. And sure enough, he goes and does that. I'm not going to say I'm the reason he signed him, but I like Royce Freeman a lot. I got the opportunity to watch him run for 4 years at the University of Oregon. He had over 900 total carries in his career. He's a very durable back. He played all 4 years at the University of Oregon. In my opinion, he was a Heisman candidate, and he never got the consideration. And I think it was because the Oregon Ducks, after Mariota, they fell off in terms of ranking, you know, national rankings. All that stuff plays a major factor into that consideration. But Royce Freeman was a very consistent guy for the Oregon Ducks. Very powerful back. He's about 5'11 frame, and he's over 200 pounds. He can run through people, and he's agile enough that he can run away from people. You know, and the thing I like about him is he's not afraid to lower his shoulder. You don't see a lot of NFL tailbacks necessarily really embrace contact anymore. I know we saw Alvin Kamara do it, and that was pretty cool to see in 2017. But for the Denver Broncos, I think Royce Freeman can be that Alvin Kamara type of player for them. He's the ultra-versatile versatile in what he can do, and he's good in pass pro. He learned that early on from the Oregon Ducks that he has to improve on pass blocking, and from as a rookie, as a freshman in the NCAA for the Ducks, he really improved on that. That was one of his biggest strengths, was his ability to pass block. So he's going to be on third down situations, especially when it's a passing situation. They're going to have him in there to block. He's a better blocker, in my opinion, than Devontae Booker. But we're going to talk about all that craziness in just a few moments here on Locked On Broncos. But in the meantime, with all the latest NBA free agency news that has been going on, LeBron to LA, DeMarcus Cousins to Golden State, it's been hectic. It's been crazy. And the Denver Nuggets re-signed Nikola Jokic to a max deal, Will Barton to a $54 million deal. Ultimately, that move keeps him in Denver and makes him the starter at the small forward position for the Denver Nuggets heading into the 2018 season, also offsetting Wilson Chandler's contract to the Philadelphia 76ers in the process. But if you want to hear more about the Denver Nuggets, go check out my man Adam Mattis, contributor writer over there at Denver Stiffs, host of Locked On Nuggets. He has you covered with the Locked On Nuggets podcast, part of the Locked On NBA branch. Give him a follow, give him a listen. If you love the Denver Nuggets, you love Denver sports, Adam Mattis has you covered with all things Denver Nuggets for the Locked On Podcast Network. So let's jump right into it. Obviously, breaking down the top running backs in the AFC West. Now, this is a division, and in my opinion, we've talked about this a lot of times here at Locked On Broncos. I believe the AFC West is one of the more competitive divisions in the National Football League, and it has proven to be so, except for the last couple of years. Now, heading into last year, we all thought that the AFC West was going to be the strongest and the toughest division in football. Instead, it ended up turning out how the NFC East turned out a couple years ago, one of the weakest in football. Now, you had the Chiefs, obviously, who made the playoffs. You had the Raiders, who were up and down. You had the Chargers, who, in my opinion, if they didn't lose at least maybe one of their first four games, they started off 0-4 last year. If they would have won one of those games, they would have made the playoffs, and it could have been a different story. The AFC West has some dangerous teams heading into 2018. I think every team has improved a little bit. I'm not quite sold yet completely on the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll talk about that in just a second. But let's break down the top running backs in the AFC West. Now, this is all based off of last year, and this is my latest column also at predominantlyorange.com. I've got a column that's posting tomorrow that is absolutely important to me. It's about Bradley Roby and the fact that, and in my opinion, that Bradley Roby doesn't have to prove himself to the Denver Broncos in 2018. He deserves a contract extension playing in the final year of his rookie deal. That's my piece that launches live over predominantlyorange.com tomorrow. Be sure to check that piece out. But in the meantime, let's talk about the running back position. Now, obviously, coming in at number one, this was a tough one. This was a debate between one and two. Both of these guys were one and two in the AFC West. And in my opinion, I'm going to give it to Melvin Gordon as the number one running back in the AFC West right now because of the resurgence that the Chargers had last season. He was a big part of it. The defense for the Chargers was absolutely improved from what we've seen in years past. And Melvin Gordon had his best season of the year. Now, 2017, he had a breakout season, and I believe that, you know, between him and Kareem Hunt, they were the top running backs in the division last year. Now, last season, Gordon had his first 1,000-yard season. He rushed for over 1,100 yards, and he had about 284 carries. He got up there. He got quite a few carries, more carries than the standard NFL running back usually has, and he played in every game for the Chargers last year, which was huge because he had jolts in the first couple of years of his career with injuries, fumble issues, and he really, really improved last year. He had 12 total touchdowns in 2017. 8 of those were rushing and 4 of those were receiving. And he's also proven to be a threat out of the backfield for opposing defenses. And he was a check down guy that Phillip Rivers really had a lot of fun getting the ball to. And I look forward to seeing exactly how this plays out in 2018 for the Chargers, because you believe that they will utilize the tailbacks more, especially in the passing game with Hunter Henry being injured, tearing his ACL during OTAs. Huge, huge loss for them. And I just don't think Virgil Green is the receiving tight end that they really thought they were going to be getting. He's more of a blocking guy, but who knows? The NFL guys go different places and all of a sudden are more motivated to play somewhere else. But he was a big factor last year. The Chargers started off 0-4 and they ended up going on to win 9 of their final 12 games, and they just barely missed out on the playoffs. But heading into 2018, I really believe that Melvin Gordon is a guy that the Denver Broncos have to be careful of. He's very tough, and he's very deceptive. deceptive in between the tackles. He's got very explosive speed. And last year, he gave the Denver Broncos some fits on several plays. And also, he gave the NFL a lot of trouble out of the backfield. So I think Melvin Gordon has some good confidence heading into 2018. And I look forward to seeing how that really plays out and what the Denver Broncos can do defensively to stop the run. And it's proven the Denver Broncos last year had a very good year at stopping the run. And you just sometimes you give up big burst, big gains sometimes. Well, we'll see how the AFC West looks like right there. But right now, heading into 2018, Melvin Gordon is the number one running back, in my opinion, in the AFC West heading into 2018. Number two, we just mentioned him, Kareem Hunt from the Kansas City Chiefs. He emerged last year on the NFL scene as a rookie. And Spencer Ware was the guy projected to start for the Kansas City Chiefs, but his injury held him out pretty much the rest of the season. Now, on Hunt's first carry, it reminded me a lot of Devontae Booker's first carry ever in the NFL against the Carolina Panthers in the regular season 2016. He fumbled the ball against the New England Patriots, and they lost it. From that point, he went crazy. He exploded, and he proved to be a very, very scary weapon in the National Football League. He started every game for the Chiefs in 2017, and he finished his rookie campaign with 1,300 yards rushing. He had 11 total touchdowns, with 8 of them coming on the ground, 3 in the air, and he was a 1,700-yard all-purpose back, and that's very impressive. For his 5'11 bulky frame, he's very explosive, and it's very difficult for a lot of defenses to try to tackle him because he bounces off guys and he can lower his shoulder. He reminds me a lot, honestly, of Royce Freeman. So can Royce Freeman live up to the Kareem Hunt comparison? We'll have to see. But heading into the AFC West next year, I imagine that, you know, Andy Reid is going to rely heavily on Kareem Hunt rather than putting all of the trust into Patrick Mahomes at quarterback. I think you have to utilize the run game. In the playoffs against the Tennessee Titans, they went away from the run game in the second half, and it cost them the game after being up 21-3. I believe that for Patrick Mahomes and his transition as an NFL starter, you have to make it simple for him, especially as a sophomore guy heading into his first actual start. Well, I wouldn't say his first actual start. His first actual starting season as a quarterback opening up the inaugural 2018 season. They're going to have to really rely on a balanced run game and the ability to utilize the pass. But if you rely specifically on Patrick Mahomes, I think the Kansas City Chiefs will fall apart and they'll obviously struggle more so than giving the ball to Kareem Hunt, Spencer Ware, Charkendrick West, and whoever is on the running back roster at this point. The Broncos and I think other members of the division will have their hands full with Kareem Hunt. He's also a threat to receive the ball out of the backfield, and I think that's something very, very important to note as the AFC West continues to take shape into looking like a very competitive division heading into 2018. Now, the next guy on our list coming in at number three is Marshawn Lynch of the Oakland Raiders. Now, he was a big pickup for the Raiders in 2017. He didn't really have a 1,000-yard season. He was more of an up-and-down guy. Some inconsistencies, he averaged about maybe 40, 50 yards per game in a lot of stretches. He finished off the year pretty strong. He finished the entire season with a total of 891 yards on the ground with 207 carries. He had 7 rushing touchdowns, so he's always a threat to get the ball in the red zone unless you're the Seattle Seahawks. You'll throw it on the 1-yard line. I believe that with the addition of John Gruden as the head coach, I believe he'll utilize, you know, Marshawn Lynch more so in his offense the way that Jack Del Rio and his staff did. I don't think Jack Del Rio and them really did a good job of putting their pieces to flow together. And I think John Gruden is going to try to do that to where you can establish a run game and then work the passing game in the West Coast offense. I think obviously bringing in Doug Martin will help out the running back position for the Oakland Raiders. But Marshawn Lynch is a guy who they're going to develop a 1-2 punch with. And so I look forward to seeing how that goes. Now, he fell short in terms of comparison to Melvin Gordon and Kareem Hunt in 2017, but he established himself as a proven guy at the position. So heading into our fourth and our final, you know, not necessarily final ranking, but our fourth ranking of all the teams here in the AFC West. I put Devontae Booker as fourth in the AFC West in terms of top tailbacks, and here's why. A lot of inexperience. He comes in fourth on the ranking because he has the inexperience of being a premier tailback, sat behind C.J. Anderson pretty much most of the season, couldn't beat out C.J. Anderson, who C.J. Anderson played decently well. He stayed relatively healthy. Now, as the Denver Broncos head into training camp this July, I think Devontae Booker faces a lot of competition, obviously with Royce Freeman, who is a candidate to start week one. Right now on paper, the odds have it in favor of Royce Freeman. He's got a lot of work to do, and D'Angelo Henderson's a guy that's going to compete for some carries or some touches as well. But Devontae Booker, let's talk about his game a little bit. He obviously has a lot of potential, in my honest opinion, when looking at film. We've seen flashes. We've seen glimpses of what he can be. He's obviously a speedy guy, very athletic. We've seen him jump over guys, and he's also a power back, too. He's just got to hit the hole. He cannot bounce side to side. He's got to hit the hole and run the daylight. But obviously, the concern that most fans and a lot of NFL analysts have coming into the 2018 season regarding Devontae Booker is the lack of experience. Now, he finished 2017 with a total of 299 yards rushing. He had 79 total carries, so really not a very efficient carry-to-yard ratio there. And he was also an element. He proved to be a guy that could catch passes out of the backfield. He caught 30 passes for about 275 yards. The Broncos overall in 2017 struggled with quarterback play, and that could have finished, you know, that could have affected Devontae Booker's game all around. One thing was is, you know, I think Ryan Harris said it on the radio following the Miami Dolphins game, was questioning Devontae Booker's toughness. He had stomach cramps or stomach flu and took his pads off at halftime, didn't play the rest of the game, and at that point, wasting a roster spot that somebody else could have used. That was a big complaint that I had read overall in terms of Devontae Booker. Now, I like Devontae Booker a lot, but I think he's going to have his hands full with Royce Freeman and D'Angelo Henderson chomping at the bit. Now, can he fit in a Bill Musgrave system? I think he's a great fit for it. I think it plays necessarily to his style, and I think that overall, I think the Denver Broncos are going to go by running back by committee. So either way, I think Devontae Booker is going to get, you know, valuable carries in 2018. So to close off the show here, we have our wild card part in terms of analyzing the position of the running backs. Now, in the AFC West, there are some wild card players for every team at that position, and here's who they are. Let's start off with the Denver Broncos. So Royce Freeman, in my opinion, big explosive tailback. Like I said, he's proven he can sustain durability with over 900 career carries in 4 years at the University of Oregon. He'll push Devontae Booker in training camp to be the Broncos' week one starter against the Seattle Seahawks. Now in Oakland, they acquired Doug Martin from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers via free agency. They acquired him to back up Marshawn Lynch, and John Gruden's a big fan of Doug Martin and what he can do, and they will utilize him and Lynch as a 1-2 punch. And I think Doug Martin, coming off the year he had in Tampa Bay, he has a lot to prove heading into 2018. And for the Los Angeles Chargers, we have Austin Eckler, a guy from Gunnison, Colorado, Western Colorado University. The NFL just did a feature on him. The Los Angeles Chargers website just did a feature on him. Head coach Jazz Baines of Western Colorado University, a guy I know, he's a pretty awesome coach, talked about Austin Eckler, and he was one of the most underrated tailbacks in the division. Now, last year, he earned a roster spot with the Chargers through stellar preseason play in 2017. He was utilized as a multi-dynamic back last year and also had a lot of catches out of the backfield and also ran the ball very well for the Chargers. He was a great piece in terms of being combined with Melvin Gordon, and I would look for the Chargers next year to utilize both these tailbacks in different sense due to the injury to Hunter Henry. Now, on the Kansas City Chiefs side of things, this one is definitely a wild card. Now, if he can stay healthy, Spencer Ware is a guy that I think can contribute alongside Kareem Hunt for the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, he had a stellar 2016 season before he got hurt. He ended up missing the entire 2017 season, and he was a big option for the Chiefs. Like I said, he was a multi-dynamic tailback for them. Now, in 2018, heading into there, if he can stay healthy, him and Kareem Hunt could really cause headaches for the NFL and opposing AFC West defenses, and those are my wild card picks here for the top running backs in the AFC West. Stay tuned tomorrow. We're going to talk about Bradley Roby not having to prove himself. A big column launches over there at predominantlyorange.com. I think Bradley Roby, the topic of him going into his final year of his rookie deal, is something that's very, very important. We're going to talk about that on tomorrow's episode of Locked On Broncos. In the meantime, head over to iTunes, leave a review of the show. Tell us why you love it. We're going to be doing a Locked On Broncos contest giveaway here in the next week, so stay tuned for contest details this week. We're going to announce all that craziness, and you, the fans, will receive some Denver Broncos memorabilia or apparel. Go to iTunes, leave a review, leave your Twitter handle in the review, and obviously hashtag Locked On Broncos contest, or send me an email, denverbronconslockedon.com. Send me a tweet at Cody Rourke NFL. Be sure to follow me at Cody Rourke NFL and follow the show on Twitter at Locked On Broncos. Very, very excited about everything that we got in store. NFL training camp is literally a couple of weeks away. We'll see you on August 4th at training camp in person. Don't miss it. I hope to talk with all you Broncos fans there. I look forward to it. It's going to be fun. So once again, we'll see you tomorrow with another edition of Locked On Broncos.